to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour, where we bring you information about Minnesota's National Guard, military community, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon program, and Department of Veteran Affairs. Your host is Tom Lyons, the founder and owner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is also a Vietnam veteran of the United States Air Force and a member of the VFW and American Legion. Now the host of Minnesota Military Radio Hour, Tom Lyons.
Welcome to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour, a weekly look at the issues surrounding Minnesota military service members, families, and employers. I'm Tom Lyons. On today's show, we talk to First Sergeant Donald Wood from the United States Marine Corps Reserves about Toys for Tots. Major Ed Suarez joins us to talk about relationship resilience. And finally, we take a look at the health care for service members with Don Brown from the Tri-West Healthcare Alliance. All this and more on today's Minnesota Military Radio Hour. Check our podcast at today's show and all of our shows on Facebook and at the MinnesotaMilitaryRadioHour.com. Let's get started. This week, our guest is First Sergeant Donald Wood. He's been in the Marines since 1992, served in Iraq in 2007, and his current assignment is here with the United States Marine Corps Reserves working on the Toys for Tots program. First Sergeant Wood, welcome to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Sergeant, can you tell me what is the mission and the goal of the United States Marine Corps Reserve when it comes to Toys for Tots?
Most certainly. The biggest thing is it's plain and simple. The mission and the goal are the same. It's to get a toy in the hand of every needy child inside of the Minnesota area and the metro area.
First Sergeant, how do you go about achieving that? Sounds like a big job to me.
It is. The Twin Cities Toys for Tots program is one of the five largest in the country. And we do so right now, we have 217 agencies. These are nonprofit organizations that we give those toys to once we collect them. And there's 725 drop-off sites, some of them right here in the Mall of America today.
First Sergeant, your mission is to collect new unwrapped toys during October, November, and December. And how long does this go on? When do you take toys to them?
All right, we're going to go ahead and continue to take the toys into the warehouse over there on 2360 Pilot Knob Road in Mendota Heights. We'll continue to take toys in until the 19th, which is this Sunday. And then what we'll do is use the rest of the time up until Christmas Eve, where we'll sort those toys, get them boxed up, and out to those nonprofit organizations so they can distribute them to the kids.
How are you doing so far? How are you in relation to your goal?
Right now, we're about 70,000 toys short of our goal from what we had last year. But as I left the warehouse this morning, it was pretty... There was a lot of toys coming in, a lot of people showing up and bringing in that toys right directly to the warehouse.
So we still got a little time left, but we need a lot of toys to reach your goals.
Yes, sir, we do.
First Sergeant, once you get to your goals, how do you distribute these toys? How do they get to the children in need?
As I said, we'll collect them, we sort them by age groups, put them out in boxes, and then we get a hold of the agencies, the 217 agencies, nonprofit. They'll come by. We'll load up according to what their request. The people that are out there needing those toys, they'll go through those agencies. We give them to them, and then what happens from there is those agencies, the church, Salvation Army, or some of just the local areas around here that have it, they'll go ahead and hand those toys out.
We're speaking with First Sergeant Donald Wood with the United States Marine Corps Reserve Toys for Tots program on the Minnesota Military Radio Hour here on Newstalk 100.3 FM. First Sergeant, is there an age group that you're having trouble getting toys for? Are there some gaps in the deal?
Yes, there is, Tom. Basically, just as you said, we do have a shortage. Happens all the time and every year because they're the hardest age groups to buy for. And right now, it's the newborn to the age of 2 and 11-year-old to 17-year-old, both male and female. Those toys are 11 to 17. The teenagers are the hardest group for us to get right now toys for.
And what type of toys and Christmas items are you looking for then?
That's a good question. People have asked me that before. And right now, the handheld electronic games work well for the boys. For the female teenagers, some of the stuff I've seen that works really well, hair dryers, hair straighteners, the small cosmetic kits that can be put away in the boxes and don't fall out all over, those kind of things. Soccer balls, sports balls, footballs, those kind of things work really well for the teenage boys. And, you know, because they are a hard group. Anybody who's had teenagers knows they're difficult to buy for during this time of the year.
Just as tough as buying for a First Sergeant in the Marine Corps.
Right.
First Sergeant, now you also take donations, and I understand that towards the end you use the money to to fill those gaps of the toys that you haven't received?
And that is definitely right. What we'll do is that donation comes in, gets deposited into an account here locally at in the Minnesota Toys for Tots Foundation, and we turn around and use that money to go make those toys buys at those local stores and in the area that will allow us to buy the toys at.
And can you tell me, how do you decide which kids get the toys?
That's honestly not up to us in the Marine Corps, believe it or not. That'll be up to those agencies once we distribute those toys out to them. They're the ones that are going to make that determination of who qualifies to receive a toy. You know, if it's up to me, every kid gets a toy, but it's up to those agencies, and they go and how they work it, that's on them. We just collect them, sort them, and distribute them to those nonprofit organizations.
First Sergeant, I understand you were deployed to Iraq in 2007. It's always tough to be deployed, especially to war zone, but now you're back here and you're working on Toys for Tots. How's that experience been for you?
Fulfilling. I hate to sound cliche, but it is one of those things, and it's that time, because hear it all the time. We walk around here and everybody wants to thank us for our service, and you know, can't thank them enough for thanking us. In the sense of the form, this is the way for us in the Marine Corps to give back to the community for all that support that they give us throughout the year and why we're deployed.
And how do you and your fellow Marines feel about working on Toys for Tots?
Oh, again, like I said, they love it. It's long hours, but they dig in, just like we do any other place and anything else we do, and we don't stop until it's over. Like I said, we'll be there right up until probably Christmas Eve, making sure that those agencies that requested those toys to be distributed to those kids get them out there before Christmas Day.
Now, has there been any kind of change in the donations with the downturn in the economy the last couple of years?
As I said, we're short of the toys that we would probably made goal last year, but it is amazing to me that somewhere, somehow, people find that ability to go ahead and donate. So it'll come around in the sense of form that the toys will get there to the kids who need it, but I haven't seen a real reduction in the donations as far as that goes. I think it's just that time frame.
Okay, one more time. Can we tell our listeners where do they go to donate the toys and what's the deadline?
There's 725 drop sites, some of them right here in the Mall of America. There's drop sites in several stores throughout the metro area that you can drop a toy, an unwrapped toy off in those boxes. Last case scenario, you can go over and directly drop that toy off at the warehouse that's located on 2360 Pilot Knob Road in Mendota Heights. We're going to go ahead and collect toys right up until the 19th, which is Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening before we close up the warehouse, and then we'll have to use that time to distribute those toys out to those agencies.
I'm just curious, how many Marines are involved in this, in the Toys for Tots program here in the Twin Cities?
A number. There's 48 active duty Marines right now that fall under the staff that I work with here at the Reserve Center. And those 48 active duty Marines are 24/7 going at this warehouse in the Toys for Tots. We also have the reserves volunteering their time when they're not doing their drilling status. They're volunteering their off time from their civilian jobs and their Marine Corps jobs to come in there and help as well.
So you've taken this on like any other mission for the Marine Corps?
Oh, yes. Head on.
First Sergeant, you're doing a great job. Keep it up, and I hope you fill all the goals of the Toys for Tots mission for this year.
Well, thank you very much, Tom. Appreciate it.
That was First Sergeant Woods. Thanks for joining us. First Sergeant Donald Wood of the United States Marine Corps Reserve's Toys for Tots program. We have links to more information on Facebook and at MinnesotaMilitaryRadioHour.com. Want to know what's on the mind of Minnesota's Adjutant General? Generally speaking is next on News Talk 100.3 FM. This is the Minnesota Military Radio Hour.
Hi, I'm Chief Master Sergeant John Mikish, 451st EMXS Squadron, stationed in Kandahar, Afghanistan. I'm with the 133rd Airlift Wing, Minnesota Air National Guard. Happy holidays to all my friends and family back in the Twin Cities.
Welcome back to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour. Thanks for joining us. I'm Tom Lyons. It's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash.
During this season of joy, Thanksgiving, and celebration, I want to extend my warmest greetings, deep thanks, and best wishes to the brave men and women of the United States military and to their families. I know the holiday season is especially difficult for those service members who are unable to spend it with their loved ones. These defenders of freedom sacrifice their holidays so that fellow Americans can safely enjoy theirs. In doing so, they are part of a tradition that dates back to our nation's founding. On Christmas night, December 25th, 1776, General George Washington and his band of 2,400 men crossed the icy Delaware River, won victories against British and German troops, and stirred new hope in the struggle for freedom and liberty. Nearly 1 year after that famed crossing, the Continental Congress celebrated the hard-fought victory of our troops at Saratoga, New York, by proclaiming the first ever National Day of Thanksgiving. Today, more than 200 years later, thanks to the efforts and toughness of the men and women of the U.S. military, the cause of freedom and liberty endures. And though nothing can extinguish the pain of being away from family during this time, our service members can find comfort in knowing that the American people are forever indebted to them and grateful for their selflessness and commitment to America's security. This time of year calls on Minnesotans to reflect on and to give thanks for the freedoms and prosperity we enjoy. Of course, we can only do so because of those who put their lives on the line every day. The sailors, the soldiers, airmen, Marines, Coast Guardsmen, Merchant Marines, and our Department of Defense civilians who bear the repeated deployments, the hardships, and danger without fail and without complaint. This will be my first holiday season spent as the Adjutant General. Leading up to this holiday season, nothing has impressed me as much as the determination, resilience, and steadfastness of those who defend our nation. To our service members and their families this holiday season, along with Happy Hanukkah and Merry Christmas, I would add two words on behalf of millions of your fellow Minnesotans. Thank you.
Adjutant General's blog, Facebook, and Twitter feed through MinnesotaNationalGuard.org/generallyspeaking. Each week we feature Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, a comprehensive program that connects service members and their families with community support, training, services, and resources. This week, Major Ed Suarez joins us. He's been in the nearly 22 years of service and counting in the military and deployments into Bosnia in 2003 and Iraq in 2005. And is scheduled for deployment again next spring with the 34th BCT. Major, welcome to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Major, we're going to talk today about relationship resilience. Can you tell me what that is?
Well, I'll do my best I can. I've been in the military for 22 years and deployed a couple of times and been married for 21 years of all those years in the military. I haven't written a book on it yet, but I will say that I never used to call it resilience. At least I never used to think of it that way. I used to think of just marriage survival, really. It's really important in today's age and being in the military. The deployment cycles are frequent in some cases, and having a solid marriage, a solid relationship with your significant other is important. It's important for a couple of reasons, mainly. I always tell my soldiers, you want to have a solid foundation before you deploy. It's important that when you deploy overseas that your relationship at home are solid and well-founded. That allow you to do your job while you're overseas. And unfortunately, that's not the case for most soldiers. So it's important that we focus on it before you even deploy and make sure you've actually taken a hard look at how you're doing as a couple, as a relationship, and ensure you seek out some help to make sure when you deploy you're ready to go.
Major, you've got first-hand experience with this, with two deployments under your belt and another one coming up. Are there any tools that the Guards developed to provide assistance in building up the relationship between the service members and their spouses?
There are a lot of tools. Fortunately for Minnesota, we're fortunate to have a lot of different sources at different places you can go get it. For instance, the Strong Bonds retreats that are offered typically before and after you get back. I know that when I came back in 2007, shortly thereafter, my wife and I signed up for a Strong Bonds retreat. And one of the key takeaways from that weekend together was learning how to sort of communicate all over again. This same opportunity will be offered again for us in the spring next year to ensure that, again, talking about the challenges up front and ensuring you have a game plan basically going into deployment will allow for success while you're deployed. But again, a lot of it's premised on just having good communication skills, and strong bonds is just one of those ways at the Guard office to help ensure you have a good game plan for that.
I think a lot of the folks in our audience and on the listeners on the radio, if they haven't been in service and they haven't been deployed, they don't really know what it is to pick up your entire body and your life and go away from your family for a year or more. You need to have a strong bond with your spouse to get this done properly and come home and return to where you left off, don't you?
You absolutely do. It's just imperative to ensure that if you're successful in your mission while you're downrange, it's equally as important to make sure that the mission at home was also just as successful as you are.
And Major, are there special tools you've developed to help you with the relationship with your children as well?
Well, that's a very good question. The children have the same challenges that your spouse are going to have. It's just different for them. I know that for my kids personally, this being their third deployment for them, bottom line is that your families, they didn't raise their right hand and sign up to join the military. You know, I did that. And without their support, without knowing that they're there behind me, I really couldn't do this job without them. So kids are an equal player in this whole thing, and fortunate again for Minnesota, there's some great tools for them. The Minnesota Youth Program for the Guard has some incredible youth camp opportunities, and my kids have been fortunate to participate in a number of those camps. And they're great because of one thing. One, they get to go to the camp and talk to kids that they can relate to, other kids that had their parents have deployed and come back again. And for a lot of kids, it's just finding a way that they can communicate the concerns and things that they have in their minds by sharing experiences with kids just like themselves. I know that with my kids, this go-around, the fact that they're older is going to be more of a challenge, and so we've decided to, just as a family, to seek out some family counseling as a group to kind of talk about those things now before I deploy.
There's a great point you made there that when you serve and you're deployed, the families serve as well, and they sacrifice also, don't they?
They really, really do.
We're speaking with Major Ed Suarez, Executive Officer Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, on the Minnesota Military Radio Hour on News Talk 100.3 FM. Major, when you're deployed, there are other parts of the family, like parents. Is there any programs to help the parents understand when the troop is deployed?
Well, there are. I mean, there's a variety of different counseling services available. We actually have our own in-house military family life consultants that are part of our program. We have another program that we'll be speaking about later on today, the CORE program, which leverages the help of Lutheran Social Services. Bottom line is that we recognize the extended family. We recognize the fact that it impacts, families of different groups, whether they're divorced couples and extended families, your parents, et cetera. We all understand that family members across the board feel the impact of that. And because so, in some of our reintegration programs we offer in particular, before they deploy, we offer workshops that actually address the concerns of extended family members, such as parents.
Major, you've been deployed twice. And you've been alerted to a large deployment next spring with the 34th BCT. How are you and your family preparing, and how do you think that's going to go on your third trip?
Well, we'll do a lot of prep work on before we head out. I think, and hopefully that hard work will pay off for us. But I will tell you, and I mentioned earlier, we do intend on seeking some family help, and that's okay. It's basically preventative medicine, the way I see it. It's not there to necessarily address problems you're having now, but it's prevent problems that you might have. But more importantly is having those communications amongst your own family to talk about the struggles, the challenges you may experience. But more importantly, making sure that you have a common understanding and a game plan going into deployment to say, hey, if I'm going to have some problems, this is how we're going to talk about it and how we're going to get through it.
Major, I understand in January there's a series of family preparation academies that will get underway for the unit you're deploying with. Are these relationship sustaining topics discussed there along with other things?
There is. Relationship certainly is one of the key components of the Family Preparation Academy. We're going to have one coming up here in January 8th and 9th, and that's going to be held in the Rochester area. We're going to have another event on January 22nd and 23rd. That's going to be held right here in the Metro in St. Paul. And then the last of the events for the Brigade will be held in February 26th and 27th in the Brainerd area. There's a lot offered there. Certainly relationship is one of the key components. We talk about how to communicate with your extended family. There is a couples workshop that actually couples can register prior to the event. They can participate in an online survey. They take the results of the survey, bring it to the event, and then there's actually a facilitator there to work with their answers and concerns of that survey and really help them out with each other. In addition to that, we've got workshops that relate to financial assistance, how to plan to pay off your debt. There's workshops for the youth as well. It really is a pretty comprehensive program preparing you for all aspects of deployment.
Major, you are the executive officer of Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, so you're familiar with these programs. When I was deployed in Vietnam many years ago, there weren't programs like this. But how do you feel as part of your unit that's going to be deployed next year, knowing that all these support services are here and available for the families?
Well, I think the real point there is that they are available. I mean, we often tell our soldiers that I can't force you to get the help, but I can show you how to get the help. Fortunate for us in Minnesota, there are a lot of different avenues that a soldier and a family member can pursue to go after that help, and it's been wonderful to see the development over time and how more and more assistance and programs and resources have come to bear to ensure that our service members and their families are successful throughout the deployment cycle.
And quickly, if a family needs help while you're deployed, do they go to the family readiness officer, and then where do they go beyond that?
They can go to their FRG leader if you're in the Army National Guard, the FRG leader. They can go right to their full-time staff at the unit level. They could also go to the website, which is beyondtheyellowribbon.org, and seek help there. And those are some great places to start.
Major Suarez, thanks for joining us. That was Major Ed Suarez, the executive officer of Beyond the Yellow Ribbon. We've linked to more information on Facebook and at the MinnesotaMilitaryRadioHour.com. For more information on bringing service members all the way home, visit beyondtheyellowribbon.org. Let's visit this week's Support Our Troops Showcase featuring a photographer that makes a difference in the life of service members and their military families through her lens. When Chad's daughter was born, he was in Iraq. It was his first deployment and the birth of his first baby. His unit tried to get him home in time for her birth, but it didn't work out. When he met his daughter for the first time, he knew it was going to be a moment he'd never forget. Chad stepped onto the snow-filled Minnesota sidewalk for the first time in a year, inside the Stillwater Armory, in her mom's arms. Baby Jenna, in her red, white, and blue tutu, pulled at a large flower on her head, and a photographer from Operation Love Reunited braced herself to get shots of Dad's face as he walked into the room. The moment the soldiers were released, Chad scooped his baby into his arms and kissed her forehead. That moment brought tears to his eyes and a smile to Jenna's face. That moment is just as real today as it was nearly a year ago. The photo of their first kiss hangs on a wall in their dining room, thanks to the careful attention from an Operation Love Reunited photographer. Thank you, Operation Love Reunited, for showcasing how Minnesotans strive to go beyond the yellow ribbon. Beyond the Yellow Ribbon connects service members and their families with organizations, agencies, companies, community support, training, services, and resources to bring service members all the way home. To learn how you can make a difference, just like Operation Love Reunited, make a difference in the life of a service member or military family, visit beyondtheyellowribbon.org. After the break, we visit the Commissioner's Corner, and we hear from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs next on News Talk 100.3 FM. This is the Minnesota Military Radio Hour.
This is PFC Michael Driscoll. I'm with the 3rd ACR at Khas Kalzoon, Iraq. I want to give a nice Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to my friends and family back in Elk River, Minnesota. Hope you all enjoying the snow, and I'll be back soon. Merry Christmas.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
Welcome back to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour. Thanks for joining us. I'm Tom Lyons. It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's our Communications Director, Anna Lewicki-Long.
This past year has been a remarkable journey for Minnesota veterans and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. As we come close to the end of the calendar year, it's important that we take the time to reflect over the past year's events and evaluate if we've measured up to our commitment to veterans. Dedication to serving Minnesota veterans and their families is our mission, and in most cases, we're capable of doing this unilaterally. However, as we often tell our veterans, who are very self-reliant and sometimes proud, Not all things can be done alone. Sometimes you need a hand. It is that sentiment that led us to build partnerships with outside agencies in an effort to expand our support and programs for veterans and their families. For example, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs has partnered with outstanding community organizations since we started in the 1940s. One of our recent partners, the Sabathini Community Center, focuses on life stabilization through a variety of services. We have also partnered with media outlets and diversity-focused organizations like the NAACP to help us get the word out about veteran issues. Open Access Connections, or Twin Cities Community Voicemail Resources Incorporated, and the Minnesota Assistance Council for Veterans help provide veterans with the hand up they need, providing housing assistance for veterans and many other programs. In fact, MACV's programs have become a model for the nation to follow. And of course, KTLK is a new partner we're privileged to be working with. This radio program is really an outstanding platform to help us reach veterans statewide. With other outstanding partnerships that I have to recognize includes our colleagues at Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, the American Legion, American Veterans, AMVETS, Disabled Veterans of America, the Minnesota County of Veterans Service Officers, and many more. In fact, a little later in this program, right after I'm done, you'll hear from a representative from Lutheran Social Service of Minnesota, and she can fill you in on the outstanding program that we have, Minnesota Service Corps. Now, I could go on because we have many other partners that we rely on to help us meet our commitment of serving Minnesota's heroes. Because of these strong relationships, our ability to assist both veterans and Minnesotans is multiplied. You know, this holiday season, we are truly thankful for these wonderful partners. I am reminded often, and especially during the holidays, as I reflect upon all of the successful stories that were once stories of uncertainty, how grateful and thankful I am that we have partnered with these organizations to help us assist veterans and their families. It is also with gratitude that I reflect on what a special place our country is. We are able to enjoy unprecedented freedom this holiday season because of sacrifice and because of the courage of service members throughout history, as well as those still serving today.
Thank you, Anna Loki Long. You can find out more about the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs programs at minnesotaveteran.org or 1-888-LINK-VET. Each week we explore Minnesota Department of Affairs' commitment to serving Minnesota veterans, their dependents, and survivors. This week, Mary Beth Gailey joins us. She is the Senior Director of Counseling Services for Lutheran Social Services of Minnesota. Ms. Gailey, welcome to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
Can you tell me what does CORE stand for and how did it come to exist?
You bet. We're very proud of the program. As Anna indicated, it is a partnership with the Department of Military Affairs and the Department of Veterans Affairs to be able to provide services for veterans of all service areas and their family members so that we have the ability to supplement some of the areas across the state that maybe didn't have as easy access to services as we would have liked. CORE stands for Case Management, Outreach, Referral, and Education. And that really is the main foundation of what we're providing to our clients.
And Ms. Gailey, are these services available statewide, and what is included?
Yes, Tom, they are included statewide, and that was really in recognition of the fact that many of the typical veterans services or military members services are in the metro area or some of the bigger metropolitan cities across the state. And the Lutheran Social Service of Minnesota organization has an infrastructure that allows us to be able to utilize our staff all across the state. So we can serve our clients in their homes, via the phone, or in our traditional office settings. And the services that we can provide are financial counseling, things like budget planning and helping people make careful financial decisions, and also mental health counseling. That includes things like individual counseling, family counseling, even handling children's issues and parenting issues. And then in addition to that, we also have respite services and things to help families stay together.
Very good. We're speaking with Mary Beth Gailey, the Senior Director of Counseling Services for Lutheran Social Services of Minnesota, here on the Minnesota Military Radio Hour on News Talk 100.3 FM. Are these programs for all veterans or just military members returning from and impacted by deployments?
Well, it's a very good question. Actually, the Veterans Affairs team acknowledged and recognized the need for services for all veterans and their family members across the state. And so not only is it statewide, but it serves all service eras as well, both active military members, the National Guard, of course, and then our military service veterans from all eras. And we do actually serve folks who even are from World War II, Korea, recent services. So it's pretty impressive.
Even an old Vietnam guy like me.
Absolutely. We'd love to help you.
Now, what type of trends have you found in providing the core services?
Well, really, we handle a very wide variety of issues that present themselves, not just with deployment cycle issues, which are very common right now, obviously, because of all of the activities across the state. But what we find is that there are oftentimes issues that go unhandled or unaddressed by the military member themselves that linger or take an impact in the family. And so what we find presenting are things like depression, anxiety, substance use or abuse, even conflict and stressful situations in marriages and families. So we just really try to provide all kinds of services that help keep that family together.
Very good. And Ms. Gailey, how can people find out more information about the CORE program?
Well, I invite you to call our 1-800 number for the locations nearest to you. And, of course, we can provide services in-home as well. But our main phone number is 1-888-881-8261. That's 888-881-8261. And then you can contact us via web on www.minnesotaveteran.org.
Ms. Gailey, thanks for joining us on the Minnesota Military Radio Hour.
We're privileged to be here. Thank you, Tom.
That was Mary Beth Gailey, the Senior Director of Counseling Services for the Lutheran Social Service of Minnesota. We have links to more information on the CORE program on Facebook and at MinnesotaMilitaryRadioHour.com. To find out more about the programs provided by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, go to MinnesotaVeteran.org or call 1-888-LINK-VET. When we return, we'll take a look at health care for Minnesota's service members. That's next right here on News Talk 100.3 FM. This is the Minnesota Military Radio Hour.
This is Master Sergeant Nancy Oslin from Bagram Airfield, Afghanistan. I want to wish all my friends and family back in Minneapolis, Minnesota, a very Merry Christmas, and I'll see you in the spring.
Welcome back to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour. Thanks for joining us. I'm Tom Lyons. This week, Mr. Don Brown joins us. He is the Vice President of Midwest Operations for the Tri-West Healthcare Alliance. Mr. Brown, welcome to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Sir, for our listeners that don't know, could you explain what TRICARE and Tri-West are and why they're important in Minnesota?
Well, I sure can. Tri-West, it's important to distinguish between them. TRICARE is a contract let by the government, and as a company named Tri-West Healthcare Alliance, we execute that that contract for the beneficiaries that reside in the 21 states that Tri-West is responsible for. I will say that it's important to note that the National Guard brings with it some special challenges in that when an active duty member goes off to war, they leave behind a support system, whether it be a base or a post, or at least family members. And when a National Guard member goes off, they're in small town America. So we're trying to reach out to them.
And sir, can you tell me a little bit about why Tri-West is important in making sure that eligible service members receive needed health care service?
Well, as I mentioned, we know that when they deploy, unlike the active duty side of the house that would have that support system, we've got to find ways to get to the family members that stay behind, and that isn't always easy in that they're a long ways from those sites. We do that in a number of different ways. We have educational representatives that travel almost constantly, and weekend duty is required because that's when the National Guard works. These folks are defending our nation. They deserve our extra effort, and we intend to be alongside them as long as we can to make sure they get the benefits and the health care they need.
That's terrific. We're speaking with Don Brown of TriWest Healthcare on the Minnesota Military Radio Hour on Newstalk 100.3 FM. Mr. Brown, besides the healthcare coverage for service members, we've heard that TriWest has given charitable contributions to help service members. Can you tell me a little about that?
I sure can, and this is the time of year to do it. We just came from the Adjutant General's office where we, again this year, for about the fourth or fifth year in a row, TriWest's Board of Directors approves a certain percentage of our bottom line profit to give back to the troops. We've done that, as I said, 4 or 5 years in a row right here in Minnesota. Just came from his office where we were able to give $10,000 towards their foundation. We know that we'll go to a good cause. This is a very stressful time of year for the National Guard members.
As a, I'm a director of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, and I'd like to thank you for that contribution.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. Because I will tell you, being a retired military member myself, after 30-some years, good number of folks in TriWest are associated with military, be it they're married to one, or they've served, or they've retired. And we understand the pressures, particularly around the holiday season. Something will break as soon as the deployed member leaves town, and we hope that these dollars will be used to help relieve some of that stress.
Mr. Brown, I understand you've also given a grant to three mental health agencies to support the 1st Brigade of the 34th Red Bull Infantry Division's return from deployment.
We did. I actually came up for that departure for the Red Bulls. It was pretty impressive. We received some recognition from the Adjutant General this morning for that, and anything we can do to help in that regard, we can't do enough.
And I also understand you've made a special effort over the last couple of years to try and address rising needs for behavioral health services. Can you tell me a bit about that?
I sure can. I will tell you, this is a different war. It's a different war. Every war is different and brings with it a set of issues that are unique to those circumstances. And one of those things that happens is this constant deployment back and forth brings with it some stressors. It also brings it with it a generation that maybe won't seek going directly to their doctor to get some help. So we reach out with a different social media, be it Twitter, be it chat, be it online phone hotlines, different ways that they can do it, and they can do it to comfort their own home and the confidentiality of their own home.
Mr. Brown, this whole evolution of health care for service members started with whatever available services were left when I got out of the service 40 years ago, and then went to Champus and now TRICARE.
That's right.
And TRICARE and TriWest, you're doing a good job taking care of our military and our veterans and our families now, aren't you?
Well, I think we are, and I get asked that a lot. I'm a prime member myself. I have a son serving, has served the last 14 years. I've got a son-in-law that's in. I've got another son-in-law that served four tours in Iraq. So I have a vested interest in trying to make this program work as efficient and effectively as they can to make sure that you get what you deserve and what you need.
It's beyond business for you. It's personal, isn't it?
It is personal.
Any final words to Minnesota's military members and their families, sir?
Well, it's the holiday season, and I know there's going to be a number of National Guard members that won't be with their families. You can't say thank you enough for keeping us safe, keeping my family safe. And so if, in fact, you see one of the National Guard members and family and you know that their spouse is gone, please wish them a very merry and safe Christmas, and we'll all pray for a safe return of their loved one.
Mr. Brown, thanks for joining us today, sir.
Thank you very much.
That was Don Brown, the Vice President of Minnesota Operations for TriWest Healthcare. We've linked to more information on Facebook and at MinnesotaMilitaryRadioHour.com. Let's take a look at the mailbag to see the listener question of the week. If you have a question, submit it to MinnesotaMilitaryRadioHour.com. Joining us is the Director of Public Affairs for the Minnesota National Guard, getting seated here, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Olson. Colonel, welcome to the show. What's in the mailbag today?
Hi, Tom. It's great to be here at the Mall of America, and great to see everybody come out and take a look at the Minnesota Military Radio Hour. You know, coming up on the holiday in Christmas, you know, I've actually had folks come up to me, and they've actually said that they feel guilty about celebrating the holiday because they have friends or relatives deployed overseas. So I wanted to take a bit of our time here on Mailbag to discuss that.
You know, I've probably had this question more often than you have. I've had it in several ways. There are non-veterans have come up to me and they've said, I feel bad, I'm not a veteran, I want to do something. And we try to tell them how to help through Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, Minnesota Military Family Foundation. But then there's other folks that have relatives and friends that are deployed, and they're feeling badly about the holiday. I'm going to go have a holiday dinner. I'm going to gather the family around me. I'm going to have a nice Christmas holiday season, but I feel bad because my friends and relatives are deployed overseas. And I don't think that the troops overseas would like us to feel that way.
Well, absolutely not. You know, I can speak for myself, and as I look across the audience here, some of my colleagues that I served with in Iraq as recently as February this year, I'll tell you that we would tell those that feel guilty about not serving, because those are because people are being are serving overseas right now, is that you should not feel guilty. We serve in order to protect and allow our families, allow our friends to enjoy the liberty of sharing this time with family. I can tell you I enjoy being back, but this year and being with my family. But it's I certainly haven't forgotten my friends that are still serving yesterday, today, and will be tomorrow. And I know that they would admonish any notion of people feeling guilty. Now, let me ask you this as a Vietnam veteran. What was your experience in terms of people feeling, expressing this type of guilt for not serving or while those were being served, others are serving overseas?
Colonel, it was a little different time, and we didn't have the technology, and we didn't communicate as readily and as immediately as we did 40 years ago. And we were serving our country just like you were, and we were fighting for our country and our way of life, and we wanted everybody back home to have a good time, because that's why we were out there fighting. And we were all looking forward to being home the next year so that we could celebrate with them. And I don't think that's changed.
No, I can tell you, even with the advent of technology and instantly being able to communicate with your families, that hasn't changed.
So to all our listeners and everybody in the audience today, have a Merry Christmas from all the troops that are overseas.
Absolutely. From all of us in the Minnesota National Guard, and I know I speak for my colleagues throughout all branches of service, we do sincerely appreciate the support here in Minnesota, and we wish everybody a blessed holiday.
Thank you, Colonel Olson. If you have a question, we'd love to hear from you. Visit us on Facebook and at MinnesotaMilitaryRadioHour.com. Let us know what's on your mind. We're just about out of time. I want to thank you for listening to this edition of the Minnesota Military Radio Hour. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week. First Sergeant Donald Wood from the United States Marine Corps, Major Ed Suarez from Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, Mary Beth Gailey from the Lutheran Social Services of Minnesota, Don Brown from the Tri-West Healthcare, and finally Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us next Sunday morning at 7 as we talk about support available for families of deployed troops, the history of Minnesota's military after the Civil War. If you have questions for our mailbag, or if you want to check out podcasts of today's show and all our shows, visit us on Facebook and at MinnesotaMilitaryRadioHour.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
You've been listening to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour with host Tom Lyons. Tom is the founder and owner of Phalon Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm located in Minneapolis. He's also a Vietnam veteran of the United States Air Force. We hope you found this program to be informative and entertaining. This has been a production of KTLK, Clear Channel, MinnesotaMilitaryRadioHour.com, the Minnesota National Guard, BeyondTheYellowRibbon.org, and the Minnesota Department of Veteran Affairs. Podcasts of this program are available at MinnesotaMilitaryRadioHour.com. Thanks for listening.